This is a moment to reflect on our efforts to follow Christ as Elder Quentin L. Cook shares tools to help our discipleship.
The scriptures are clear. Peaceable followers of Christ who are righteous, follow the Savior, and keep His commandments will be blessed. One of the most important scripture for those who are righteous, regardless of their situation in life, is part of King Benjamin's address to his people. He promises that those who faithfully keep the commandments are blessed in all things in this life and are received into heaven and dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. We recognize that almost all of us have experienced physical and spiritual storms in our lives, some devastating. A loving Father in heaven and His Son Jesus Christ, who is the head of His restored church, have provided us scriptures and prophets to prepare us, warn us about dangers, and give us guidance to prepare and protect us. Some directions require immediate action. Some provide protection for many years in the future. In addition to other advice to live righteously, the Lord emphasized two other principles that continue to be applicable today. First, He encouraged them to praise the Lord with singing, with music, with dancing, and with a prayer of praise and thanksgiving. Second, the Lord counseled, if they were sorrowful, call on the Lord thy God with supplication, that your souls may be joyful. These two admonitions are great counsel for our own day. Lives full of praise, music, and thanksgiving are uniquely blessed. Being joyful and relying on heavenly help through prayer is a powerful way to be peaceable followers of Christ. Striving always to be of good cheer helps avoid being cast down in spirit. The final line of a perceptive hymn conveys the ultimate answer in a beautiful fashion. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. As an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify that peaceable followers of Christ will find personal peace in this life and a glorious heavenly reunion.
That was an excerpt from Elder Quentin L. Cook's talk, Be Peaceable Followers of Christ. This is a moment to reflect.